You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on? Alex Pardo here, coming at you with episode 507. What I want to do is I want to encourage you, if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to episode 506 with my good friend, Mr. Josh Bacon, make sure you do that. And if you did listen to that, then you're in for a surprise, because like I mentioned at the end of that show, I got Josh Bacon back on for episode 507. I don't believe I've ever done that before, where I've had a guest and then had them right back on to the next show. So Josh, dude, I don't know if that does anything for you, but if anybody was going to be on a back-to-back Flip Empire show, I'm glad it's you. And what I'd like to do on this one is, you know, one of the thoughts I've had for a while is I want to get people's best nuggets, their best tip, and I want it to be something tactical in nature. So it could be your best strategy for generating leads. It could be a tip on, you know, how to convert a lead into a deal, or how to make like something that would be really valuable, something that can be easily implementable, if that's a word, into people's businesses. So with that said, Josh, brother, I'm going to turn it over to you, man. So give us your best. I'm not even 100% sure what you're going to talk about and what you're going to share here, but we want to keep this bite-sized, and we want it to be something that people can really just implement in their life and or their business.
Cool. I'll try and keep it quick. So my biggest tip, right, is when I first got started in the direct mail game, right, everybody talks about a 1% to 2% response rate is normal. And then, you know, you start talking to people in the industry and it's like 0.5% everyone talks about, right?
Right.
I'm like, how the hell is everyone talking about 1% to 2%? So anyway, what I started learning was you have a lot of churn in your data. You have a lot of bad data in your data, right? So a couple of things that I recommend is I call it laundering your data. So what I do is I start with text, right? So all of the sellers that I have in all of my lists, you know, let's say I have all my lists and combined, there's 30, 40,000 people in there. Clean up everybody that's a duplicate or that has multiple mailing addresses. I get those out. Some people keep them, some people don't. I like them out, because I don't want to pay for them twice. And I just ask in my marketing, if you have another property, boom, you know, do that. And once you go through and you send all of your texts out to all of those people, every single person that has said, no, take me off your list, leave me alone, blah, 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 take every single one of those out of your direct mail. The likelihood of you getting a contract on them is going to be slim to none. You'll hit them the next time you pull that data a year later anyway. So take them out now. And then as you go through your data, do it two or three times through your text, you know, make sure you get to hit the list a couple times and then clean that data. Everybody that's left is going to be the people that you now mail, right? So the people that have said, yes, I'm interested, or you've closed them, take them out too. Don't keep them in your direct mail data. People that say I'm interested or you need to keep following up, I do keep those on direct mail. It's just people you've done a contract with that say, you know, take me off your list, or they say they sold the property, take all those out. And then you shrink that down. So to put it in perspective, I just did this. I have a 30,000 mail piece campaign that was going out. 5,994 people came off my list. You know, that just saved me a little over $2,000 just in direct mail right there, right?
Yeah.
Not only does it save you in the money from the churn, it also increases your response rate, because now you're sending less data, but you're sending it to more qualified people.
Yeah.
So that would be my nugget. Laundry.
I love that. And not just that, Josh, but if you're the one taking the calls, you know, when you send out direct mail, if you're the one taking the calls, or if you have a lead manager, an assistant, it reduces the workload on them from having to field the BS calls. So I love that. Some people would call it scrubbing. So you've coined it, no pun intended, laundering the data. Is that right?
Yeah. So I love, like, you know, crime movies and all that stuff. So when they launder their money, you know, and they're washing their money, do the same thing with your data.
Yeah. But except this is legal, and this is cool. This is going to save you money. You're not going to end up in the can or something by doing that. So absolutely love that tip, man. It's going to save people a lot of money. I'm just curious, as a quick follow-up, did you develop a system for how to go about that? And if so, how long would that take you to scrub your data or launder the data from start to finish?
Yep. So I literally just finished this yesterday. It took an hour, not of my time either. So I went onto my text platform. You just go in, you select the filters of what you want moved, export the data, send it over to your VA. Hey, this is the bulk list. This is the list that I need cleaned up. Get rid of everybody. And then I also do the same thing of everybody that's in my Podio. So I do my mail every quarter. So I pull everybody in Podio that did the same thing. They've called, they're in a different platform. Get rid of everybody out of both of your lists, or if you do cold calling, whatever, do that as well. blah, and then send it over to a VA, let them scrub it. I wouldn't spend your time individually clicking people out.
Man, I love it. Josh, appreciate the quick nugget, aka the valuable bacon bit. So I appreciate it. Guys, if just in case you didn't get an opportunity to listen to 506, highly encourage you to check that one out. We got a lot deeper into a variety of topics, but you can connect with Josh on IG at Bringing Home the Bacon, or you can actually connect with them, leave a message, and he'll get back to you, 484-928-0200. If you've been tuned into the show for any length of time, you've probably heard me talk about speed of implementation. And I think that's one of the variables that separate those that succeed and accomplish something meaningful in life and business versus those that don't. So what I would encourage you to do, part of the motivation behind this particular episode and these quick nuggets that we're going to be featuring moving forward, is so that you just focus on one thing, implement that in your business. So for the next week, what I would encourage you to do is swipe or steal Josh's laundering the data strategy. And it's going to save you, you know, especially if you're doing volume in mail, it's going to save you thousands of dollars. And even if you're not doing volume, it's going to save time from having to field, you know, some of those BS calls. You're going to have a higher response rate, and you're going to focus on the whole 80-20 thing. So Josh, man, really appreciate you, you sharing that valuable tip. And I look forward to connecting with you on a call and seeing you at the Mastermind Retreat not too long from now.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a great one, everyone. Look forward to connecting with you on episode 508. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.